This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees at Ahmedabad in Gujarat yesterday. Mr. Modi flagged off the country's first Namo Bharat rapid rail between Ahmedabad and Bhuj and six Vande Bharat trains. He also handed over completed houses under both the urban and rural segments of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, PMAY, to the beneficiaries in the state. He also sanctioned more than 30,000 houses under PMAYG. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi said, "This is golden time for the country." He said the Namo Bharat Rapid Rail has also been flagged off, which will prove to be a milestone in the urban connectivity. The second edition of Naval Commanders Conference will begin in New Delhi from today. The conference is the apex-level biannual event facilitating deliberations on significant strategic, operational and administrative issues between the naval commanders. The Defence Ministry said the four-day conference will commence with the inaugural address by the Chief of Naval Staff. He will review major operational, logistic, training and administrative activities pursued by the Indian Navy over the last 6 months and deliberate upon key milestones to be crossed to safeguard maritime interests. Now, during the conference, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh is likely to address the naval commanders on Thursday on matters pertaining to national security and national expectations. Delhi Chief Minister and AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal yesterday chaired a meeting of the Political Affairs Committee of the party to decide over the name of the new Delhi Chief Minister. Speaking to the media after meeting, party leader and Delhi Minister Saurabh Bharadwaj said, "Mr. Kejriwal held one-on-one meeting with the committee members and ministers of Delhi government." He said, "The legislative party meeting will be held today to elect a new leader." Campaigning ended last evening for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase on 18th of the month. The fate of 219 candidates will be determined by over 23.27 lakh voters, including 5.66 lakh young voters in this phase. Polling for the second phase in the Union Territory will take place on the 25th of September and the third phase will be held on 1st of October. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the third phase. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase. In Haryana, a total of 190 candidates withdrew their nomination papers yesterday. Giving this information to media, Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that now 1,031 candidates are left in fray. Voting for the 19-member State Assembly will be held on 5th of October. India will host the second formal meeting of the COP9 Bureau and the third formal meeting of the Fund Approval Committee under the UNESCO International Convention Against Doping in Sport in New Delhi today. As Vice Chairperson of the COP9 Bureau, India has taken the lead in organizing the two-day high-level gatherings which will bring together key decision-makers and dignitaries from across the world. Youth Affairs and Sports Ministry said the meetings will serve as a vital platform for countries and international organizations to deliberate on key issues concerning anti-doping, the development of fair sports practices and global collaboration in upholding the principles of integrity in sport. On the occasion of the birthday of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda will inaugurate a blood donation camp under Seva Pakhwada at the party headquarters in New Delhi today. Mr. Nadda will also inaugurate an exhibition based on the life of the Prime Minister. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Uttar Pradesh today. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Uttarakhand and Rajasthan over the next 2 to 3 days. In a related development, there is a possibility of heavy rain once again in Madhya Pradesh from today. In the Asian Champions Trophy 2024, India are through to the finals after thrashing South Korea 4-1 in Hasanbeol, China. Harmanpreet Singh scored 2 goals while Uttam Singh and Jarmanpreet Singh hit 1 goal each. And with that, we end this news bulletin.